Vi ste uz SBS na srpskom. Pronađite još interesantnih priloga na sbs.com.au/srbijen.
SBS Serbian is following another exciting year of tennis in Australia. This year the focus is very much on the fans. Brisbane folkloric ensemble Morava came to a match at the recent ATP Cup tour, dressed in traditional Serbian attire along with an accordion, a drum. It was quite a sight. Igor Nikolic from the ensemble joined us for a chat.
Tennis collect SBS Radio.
Tennis Coletto, SBS Radio.
Tennis Coletto, SBS Radio.
Tennis Coletto, SBS Radio.
You guys are a folklore group, a traditional dancing group from Brisbane. Can you tell us a little bit about the group itself? How did you come together and how long have you been around? How long have you been dancing?
Absolutely. So we started in 2014 at the Serbian Orthodox Church at Woolloongabba, St. Nicholas Woolloongabba. That is my sort of parish as a child. I grew up there, and that's where I myself learnt, you know, just like a lot of other Serbian children in, across Australia. You know, we always sort of get together on a Friday night and have our have folklore and that opportunity to hang out with each other and form, you know, friendships, relationships, and so on. At our particular church, it sort of stopped for a while, and I went over to Serbia just on a holiday with my wife. We got in contact with a couple of people who were also, I guess, part of the folkloric scene in Serbia, which kind of reignited a bit of a spark in myself and my wife. So we decided, okay, well, let's give this a go. So we came back home and started Morava Brisbane, I guess, in 2014. We started very, very small. We only had, you know, 10 or so dancers, but the intent was to start with an over-18s group for the people that are a little bit older and who could handle, you know, some of the harder choreography and the harder steps. And then that eventually just the demand grew for children's groups and all that sort of stuff. And so what started off as a 10 person group and now has now grown into, you know, over 100 dancers and 5 groups from the ages of 3 to, you know, over 35 kind of thing. So we've really, really blessed to have such a support from our community here in Brisbane where we're all together and on that scene. So
yeah, that's really amazing that the members, you managed to gather so many members and so many members of the community of different ages.
Yeah, absolutely. It just goes to show that that there's definitely a passion for it within the community. There's it may seem odd to the outsider who isn't used to growing up in that environment where you go to church to dance kind of thing on a weeknight some point. You know, it may seem odd, but for me personally, for a lot of people, I'm sure across Australia, you know, it's something that you look back on now and you really cherish, you know, and you just want your kids and your other family members to sort of be a part of that, and that's why it's not really so hard for us to understand that, you know, why so many people would want to be a part of it, but it's it really means a lot to our community. I think people are starting to see that.
The reason why your particular folklore group is, you know, caught my attention, or caught the attention of the, I think, the Serbian community in across Australia and even back in Serbia, I've seen the photo sort of going around, was it's a picture of members of your folklore group, and in the background you can kind of see three quarters of a man holding an accordion, and you're all dressed in traditional noshnya or traditional dress at a tennis match, and we're wondering how did you all get there in your folklore clothes?
So initially we were contacted by the ATP Cup organisers to just do a performance representing our country, you know, and our culture. So we were on our way there to do a dance from Bosilegrad. And then I as I was talking to the ATP Cup organisers, I also wanted to see, you know, what they actually wanted to bring out in this particular tournament. And it was more of a, because it's more of a country versus country in a team sport, they wanted to promote that sense of nationality amongst the supporters, which is, again, why they were asking for you know, national dress and national performances to represent each other's cultures. So while we were already there to do the performance, I mentioned, hey, you know, we might as well go inside in our traditional dress. That's something that's generally not, hasn't really been seen across many tennis matches before.
Definitely
yesterday,
not.
We thought it would be a little bit uncomfortable given that, you know, a lot of those items are, you know, made authentically made out of, you know, wool and all the heavy sort of materials. And, you know, being January up in Brisbane is not really a...
Yeah, it's not really what Bosilegrad was thinking of when they put together that costume. They really weren't thinking of tropical temperatures in Brisbane.
Absolutely, exactly right. So it was nice. So we thought, okay, well, you know, we'll sacrifice that for the sake of, you know, bringing some more colour, bringing some more energy. A totally different picture to the sport. Seeing that we're already there, and I also mentioned that we did have our you know, a musical ensemble as well that plays the harmonica and the large drum. So we managed to bring that in and, you know, sing a few songs and make a grand entrance. And that in itself, us being in the stadium during the matches and being able to support out the Serbian players was a performance in itself. Which was, I'm sure, will stay with not only just us as the folkloric members that were there, but also with, you know, everyone else who is actually in the stadium, you know, stay with us for a while.
And what was the reaction of the Serbian team? Did you manage to gauge that while you were there?
Yeah, I mean, they definitely supported us. They definitely knew where we were. Because we were very noisy. We did have that large drum to our advantage. So I think they were very appreciative of just us being there, I guess, and you know, really pushing their support when they most needed it, you know, at the tough times when there's a break at stake or you know, a critical point that they're playing for. So it was really good to watch them, you know. Well, basically, it was really good for us to come through and sort of support and you know, get behind them for those points. And then when they came on top, you know, for them to turn around to us and acknowledge us specifically was really nice and very, I don't know, it's very memorable.
There is one thing that I do want to point out was that, of course, we're hoping that you guys remained in the realm of sort of playing and clapping and cheering between plays rather than during play.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you don't want to throw off the players at all at any point and then be responsible for that. So we were always very respectful for the opponents as well. We didn't want to, you know, come across, you know, disrespectful at any point. And I don't think we did. There was no problems or no calls for us to quieten down or anything like that. So that was good, you know. Like I said, it was a performance in itself, and it was important that our folkloric ensemble understood the protocol and everything that we did, because it's not appropriate for us to go in and just start hooliganing around, if that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. Well, if listeners would like to keep up with sort of the work and the performances that you guys do, is there somewhere that they can head to?
Absolutely, not a problem. So just on Facebook is our sort of primary online presence at the moment. We also have Instagram, but if you look at us, find us at facebook.com/ModovaBrisbane, you'll be able to see all of our previous performances, upcoming events. We have an annual Serbian cultural concert where we invite groups from all across Australia to come and participate in an environment where we can sort of sit down and truly respect, you know, traditional Serbian song and dance, because we are very blessed to have such a rich culture where there's just a vast array of colours, sounds, and even tastes in our foods that we all try and encapsulate within our annual concert. So that's one place. So that's the best way to find us. People can also email us at modovabrisbane@gmail.com. But yeah, keep an eye out for us and we'll be around.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Igor, for coming on and speaking to us about that.
Thank you, Sofia. My pleasure.
Želite da čujete još priča poput ove? Slušajte nas na Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify ili odakle god slušate podcast.